This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
So, Tyson and Adam, how did you guys come about? How did this duo come about? Where did you guys meet? And when was it that you guys decided that, hey, let's actually do this incredible thing?
So I met Adam. When was it, bro? Probably like 9th grade or something like that.
Wow.
So we've known each other from high school. That's when we met through when I got a rugby bursary to go to the school that he was already in. Mm. And from then on, it was like, we clicked and, you know, we wanted to do this media thing. I was out there doing my acting thing and he was like, yo, bro, I want to do this presenting thing and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, so we really connected in terms of artistry and moving forward. I went on to Joburg and then he stayed a bit in Maritzburg just trying to, I said, don't I guess, I'm going to choose these, I'm not going to forget choose for him, like, I'm born. And then eventually he comes through, we link up again, and then, yeah, man, the rest is history. And I think the idea of The Incredible started about, when was it, bro? Was it 2022?
2023.
It was literally like a telephonic conversation where we're like, hey, bro, you know, I'm doing my acting thing. He's doing his emceeing thing. He's a drama resident MC. You know, he was killing it out there in the scene. And we're like, bro, you know what? He grooms and turned down music. He's all turned down. First of all, he's like, and he just got it. But he's like, and he just got it. But he's push. Why don't we do this? And also just to take my, like, I felt like, okay, acting, cool. I'm doing that. That's great. And that's amazing. That's going amazing. But I've got this talent as well that I can exploit now. So why not just jump onto elevating this whole brand thing and taking it to a different level? And that's what we did.
Yeah. And why The Incredibles? When I first saw the name, I was like, Emma Bailey, what's going on? What in the Cartoon Network is happening? No shade. Just that, why The Incredible?
So my thing was that we wanted to stand out, because for us it's like, okay, fine. We don't want to just seem like, you know, another actor and another MC trying to explore this music thing, because now they've done all they can in their respective industries, you know. So you kind of just want to do something different and stand out, you know. Mm. And for us, we just kept on thinking like, okay, let's think of names that, you know, can be dope and stand out for us. And Tyson came up with the name, I forgot what it was, and I was like, what about The Incredibles? You know, we're young, we're handsome, we're energetic, okay, you know, we've got the vibe. What about The Incredibles? Because we're also incredible, you know?
Mm.
And then Tyson was like, I don't know, boy, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm kind of like, nah.
Yeah, I was like, just give it some time, you know? I never spoke about it again. And then as time goes, we started calling ourselves The Incredibles. You were like, yeah, The Incredibles, boy. And I was like, okay, then we're going with it, man. And then, you know, since then, we've just been The Incredibles and we've been pushing for 2 years strong, man. And it's crazy for looking at the time frame of the time that we've been pushing, because it's like we've done so much in a short space of time, you know? So, yeah, got it good, man.
Yeah, and indeed, it has been a short space of time, because Tyson actually mentioned that you guys are dropping a single tomorrow. So my timing is also on point. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you guys established a name, and then how did you get to a point where you established this type of sound? Because to me, it sounds like 3-step, but Tyson is mentioning Gorm a lot. And I'm like, okay, is it 3-step? Is it Gorm? What type of sound? So maybe take me through the creative process to how you established the sound and the music that you created in the studio to what you're dropping tomorrow.
So I think with the sound, it's very much Gorm, yeah? It is very much Gorm.
Yeah.
Especially like that festive type of Gorm. Our main thing was that Snoop Dogg is a band, you know? So when we got together with the Black Kid, a producer and artist from Durban, we were like, dude, we need to work on something that's energetic, you know, heavy on the bass. And when we heard it, we're like, okay, this is it. So we hopped in the studio, worked on it, laid a verse in the beginning, and then as the chants were like, chants, who can we get on the song just to add that flavor? Which is now, you know what? We're just topping it off now. And then everyone was like, yeah, no, we think Makoya Bearings is the guy, you know? So we're like, okay, let's try it out. Let's send him the song. Let's see what he says, you know? So we send him the song. He doesn't answer first time because he's also very busy, you know. So he understands it's not offensive. He's just busy. I text him again. He listens to it. And he's like, yo, this is fire. This is hot. I be like, okay, then if it's hot, then add a verse. OG, add a verse, you know. I think a few days later, we got in the studio. He added his verse and he's like, yep, okay, this is our summer bang.
Okay. And what's the name of the song?
Tyson. I don't know if Tyson has more to add on the story.
Yeah, add more layers. I just want to paint a picture of how it was in the studio, the mood. You know, now that you speak of Umakoya Bearings, Mr. DJ Theater himself, I've seen you guys on social media with him, actually. So what's the relation there? And yeah, the song tomorrow. So the creative process of it, you can add to it, Tyson.
Yeah, I think, hey, bro, that is bro, man. It was crazy. I think every time we're in studio with him, every time we're around him, we get to learn things. We get to, you know what I mean? Like, he's a very open-minded, knowledgeable guy, you know what I mean? So we get to pick here and there, pick his brain. So it's always very knowledgeable, but it's also exciting as well. And within that space, it's basically, it's not simple, it's like creative thought. It's freedom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And how we got together with Umakoya. Hey, man. So before we even started making the music, we had already established a relationship. You know, we were touching base here and there, meeting up in studio here and there. Shout out to the homie Unaki, because he's actually the one that connected us, because we used to go to his studio quite a lot to go work there and make songs and whatnot. And then one day, Umakoya just walked in and was like, hey, Sam, you did some incredible. So those niggas. And then we clicked from there, like, oh, shit. And then push it. And then from then onwards, we started building the relationship. So even contacting him and being like, hey bro, we need Makoya on the song, was kind of like not a far reach. It was like, okay, cool, let's send it to him. Okay, cool, follow me.
And when he looks at you guys, does he see another dream team type of situation, you know, or are you guys completely different from what Mr. in a way I just want to maybe tag it as mentorship? So, yeah, did he give any comparisons of the groups that he's mentored before? I mean, even Mapinja and DJ Tira were once quite close. So now having had that with them, and now he has this with you guys, what are the conversations that you guys are having with him? What is he telling you guys? Yeah.
That's a dope question. I never think of that, you know, with him, openings is, his actions with him are not normal, right? In terms of like conversations, he might feel something and he might not say it when you expect him to say it, you know, but conversations we have will come up spontaneously, you know. He would just be like, you know what? I'm proud of you boys. You're on the right track. And for him, more than anything, what he communicated with us is that he loves what we're doing for our culture and understanding the fact that no one is doing it in Joburg like we are, you know. And for him, even before he met us, that's what stood out for him, because he just kept on seeing us bubbling on social media. I'm like, hey, these boys, I can see these boys, but let me wait and let me see more, you know, let me see more. And by the time we met up, he was just like, okay, cool. Now I'm ready to work with you guys because I see something also, you know? So I think more than anything, we just keep working harder and keep earning our spot, in his heart, and keep earning, what can I say? The loyalty and the relationship, you know. So more than anything, it's just a growing relationship, and it's helping us not do nothing but grow, you know.
Yeah. And for you, Tyson?
It's helping us do nothing but grow.
Okay. But what's your relationship with him now? What's your relationship with DJ Tira? Like, how do you, when you look at him, what do you see? Do you see a mentor? Or do you see a father figure or a brother figure? Or what's your relationship like with him now?
I think it's like a mentor, but also it's like a brother, bro. Because, Makoya has a very good heart, bro, and a very open heart, you know? But like Adam mentioned, that the way he operates, he won't just like come to you and say, "Hey, I'm proud of you," whatever the case may be. But you see through his actions of him allowing you to do more within the space. That, okay, trust that I can do that. Okay, cool. Okay, now we can operate that. Okay, he trusts that I can do it. He opens up more avenues for you and with you the more he trusts you in that realm of work. Okay, so I wonder how much of a fun, because we had sent him a check before we even sent him a Sheep Illegal the first time. And he was like, "Yeah, I'll see y'all. But wait.
Yeah. You know?
And then when we sent him a Sheep Illegal, he was like, "Nah, you get. You know what I mean? So he's that type of guy that you see through actions more than anything else. He's really Jamal. For like everybody, bro. Everybody that's in the circle that he holds dear is willing to go the extra mile for. So I think it's more of a fatherly, brotherly mentorship. Like he's an all rounder, man.
And guess what? That's incredible. I know, corny. but on the real, my third last question to you guys. 2 years is a long time as a duo, and I'm only catching wind of you guys now. Yeah, like in the 2 years, I get that you guys were mastering your sound, trying to figure out what took so long. Yes, I understand that DJ Theater, the back and forth, having to get the right one. But like in you guys having to build this for 2 years and now only releasing a song tomorrow, what took so long and how do you guys feel eventually? Because like if you guys are here now, you know, you've arrived.
So we do have other music for this. That is out. You can check it out on all DSPs.
Uh-huh.
But just going back into the question and dissecting it.
Yes.
Hey man, I won't lie to you. It's been a challenging 2 years, man. Like, yo, it's had its highs, obviously, but it's also had its lows, man. You know, when you are knocking aggressively in an industry that is very tough to enter, and just a lot of challenges and people trying to close doors and gatekeeping, which is something we still experience, but we've just aggressively broken all those barriers to the point where now there's more light than darkness, you know. But hey, more than anything, bro, I wanna lie, man, like the 2 years have been tough. Like we've been tested as a team. People have tried to come in between us. Other artists have crossed us.
The industry like, stuff, man.
Promoters, scammers, you know. It's bro, yeah, I wanna lie, it's been a lot, man, you know, and it's all in the name of us just wanting to do this as effectively and as quickly as we can, you know.
Yeah.
It comes with consequences because it's like you can't be, you know, aggressive and another thing with us, we have personality, man, you know, we have personality, we have aura, so sometimes that also intimidates people, you know. So nonetheless, God has been there with us also through our journey, because also being a Jew is not easy, because fighting is easy because another person has their opinion, another person has their opinion, but at the end of the day, you just try and find an equilibrium and make it work. So yeah. I don't know about you, Tyson.
Yeah, I think the same, bro, the same. I think the most thing that goes into you is the relationship. So I think me knowing my brother for the longest time and as long as I've known him, I know how to navigate around it. And sometimes it could be the thing of like, okay, cool, that's how he's feeling right now, it's cool, we'll chop it up tomorrow. Because now we've gone through these battles way before we were a duo at friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now within this industry, when those things are highlighted and they're both thinking and entertaining, but that's my face of assistant, things get more like highlighted as then there's money, this is that, and then there's this and that. But we know how to navigate it as brothers because we have a certain trust level for each other. We have a certain respect level for each other that even when at that time we're disagreeing or whatever the case may be, but I get also disrespect to Moon. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, we'll always find a way back.
I like that. I hope it stays that way. We don't want no liquid deep situation. And you know how all these youths broke up and they make up. Yeah. So man, you must stick to what you're saying, to what you're telling me.
No, managers these as well, man. You know, he gets glued up. I've also known Z for, I think, since I was 12 or 13.
Mm.
So the team is just a long-standing relationship.
Oh,
I for sure, man. We've also got another manager of our Congo, but he's also just holding us down. You know, the whole team is just solid, man. It's a brotherhood.
Yeah. And I mean, side note, side question actually to Tyson. How are you going to balance both demanding and challenging careers? I mean, being a musician, DJing, and then having to be on set. Are you maybe putting your acting career on hold, or are you balancing both however you can? How are you doing it?
I'm not too good. That's how I'm doing it. You know,
I'm never busy. Too busy. In the words of parents.
Yeah, you're never too busy. You just need to manage your time. Yeah, so but it's not like crazy where it's like affecting me in whatever way. But I think there's just, I don't know, man. I think sometimes it might land on Kunuku first. Obviously, there's pre planning and trying to put things into order, but you know, things just work out.
Yeah. Are you acting at the moment? Are you on set?
Yeah.
What?
So it's like, you know, I'm acting during the day. I can tell my brothers, okay, look, it's in the studio. And I'm saying, okay, can you please start studio at 6? I'm going to be out at 6. I'll join you guys after an hour. Then we hit it up. You know, it's manageable. Okay, dog, I'm going to be in studio for this long. So if we're going to make a beat or do this, let's crunch it up in the 4 hours. Then you guys can chill the other 3 hours trying to master it and put vocals. I'll be gone by then. Then you can handle this. Also, being in a duo for me works like incredibly well, because then on the other side, when I can't handle certain things on that day, I say, my brother, let's do it down like this and whatnot, whatnot. I trust your creative freedom. Sometimes you call me while I'm on set, bro, hey, you know, we do have a problem like this and that. How do we fix this and that? Okay, no, I know what I think. This is what it is. And that, oh shit, yeah, we got it. Okay, cool. You know, so it's a relationship thing, man. And I think with that, it makes the creative process so amazing.
Nice. Okay. I can see, I can hear that you got this. Very last question to you. With the fame, I'm sure you guys are used to the fame. This is not anything new. It's just the music side of fame, right? With fame in mind, what is the vision for your group? What vision do you guys have for the brand, The Incredibles? And what can fans look forward to aside from the song that you are dropping tomorrow?
Yeah, man, I think with the vision for The Incredibles, man, it's for us to be a very long-lasting brand and not a fly-by-night brand, you know. So we want to build something solid, a brand that can be monumental to people all over the world, you know. Because for us is that we don't want to just cap it at doing it gourmet, just being artists that do it gourmet. And we just stay here, and one day people just say, oh, those guys, they used to do it cool. You want to be able to, you know, be intercontinental artists where we collaborate with people from the US, South America, Asia, UK, you name it, you know, and we blend different sounds. And God willing, we can keep this sound of ours growing and going forever, you know? Just spread the South African flag as much as we can, you know. And just also, I think also another thing is being able to be there for artists that might be upcoming when we at the point where we want to be, and be able to help as much as we can and groom other artists to come up after us. Because you see a lot of challenges and you're like, why are the older people, the older generation not there for younger artists, you know? So I think for me, personally, that's one thing that I also want to do. I want to be able to groom talents and be there for the guys that are coming up, as much as we didn't have certain, you know, privileges coming up and had to figure out different things about. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think also the importance of that is like, man, because like you said, this sound is, he shuts up, he ganja, and this sounds funny, kube, your face, and it needs to continue beyond us. We can't harness the sound. We can't hold the sound. So it's very important what Adam is talking about grooming the next generation within the sound, because then the sound continues forever. So that's initially what we're trying to do. We're trying to take the sound international. We're trying to make the sound last as long as possible. Okay.
Even Gom, like, do you think Gom is still, I don't know how to pronounce it properly, guys, but do you think Gom, Gom is still a thing in 2025?
It's back.
You high is back.
It's too much.
All I know is chaos. Like, yo, it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, oh, your body's moving. You're like, no, you know.
And I think now, as well, see, now, and the gum that we produce, the gum that we make, the gum manje, as an infuser, like Adam said, with other genres, you know, it's infused. And I think, it kind of sounds like this thing, because now, even with golfers at a Mamelodi, with another little kind of ebatwini in a better way, because infusing genres like that and making them like crisscross at some point makes this genre elevate as well.
Yeah.
So
that's the vision.
Yeah. What can people expect going forward?
We're going to drop singles next year, which is going to be followed by an EP. So you can expect people like your Not Music, PC, DJ Tira, and a few more that we're still going to cook up. So, yeah, quite excited for that. So, yeah, 2026, coming hard, man.
Okay. Tyson, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, man, the music is crazy, dog.
Yeah.
The music is ningi, grow my day, like, yeah, there's still a lot coming, man. I think, the next song, I think we'll drop out in January.
Okay.
We've got bootlegs as well.
Oh yeah, right.
So in between now and December, we're gonna drop a YouTube EP. It's gonna consist of a bootleg again, going because I'm a bootleg.
Okay. No, one day I should come in and party with you. So you guys are based in, wait, you're not based in Durban, right? Okay, KZN.
Yeah, we're in Joburg.
So you guys are doing it in Joburg? And there's a crowd.
Challenge, man, I'm telling you.
What?
I told you,
we're
playing home back.
Tyson, every time I see your stories, I'm like, ah, this guy's always in KZN, because I'm thinking you're flying down there. Even last night, I'm like, ah, wait, is it? Hey.
It's in Joburg, bro.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, no, the Incredibles are doing it, I guess. Yeah, thank you so much for chatting to us, to SMAG, Sowetan SMAG, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
I'll see you guys perform one day. I can't wait to meet you, Adam.
We'll invite you out.
My Zulu's bad, but thank you so much. You guys were amazing.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.